Who am I, Kylie?
Who, how? What now?
Why a fox? Why not a horse or a beetle or a bald eagle? I'm saying this more as, like, existentialism, you know? Who am I? And how can a fox ever be happy without a you'll forgive the expression, a chicken in its teeth?
After watching Grand Budapest Hotel, I find myself deeply obsessed with Wes Anderson films, which are endowed with a unique style, quite different from the ordinary stock that average Hollywood filmmakers can offer. This week, I'd like to introduce one of his previous works.
May I ask what you do for a living, Mr. Fox?
I used to steal birds, but now I'm a newspaper man.
Oh, sure. I've seen your byline.
The 2009 Fantastic Mr. Fox is Anderson's first adapted film. It is based on the work of Roald Dahl, who also wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Anderson's story is about a series of adventures involving a family of foxes as they test their wits and strength against the cunning and spite of three mean farmers. All the trouble is caused by the father, who can't bear the tedium of being an ordinary newspaper columnist, but dreams of returning to his premarital life of stealing birds as a wild animal.
12 fox years ago, you made a promise to me while we were caged inside that fox trap that if we survived, you would never steal another chicken, turkey, goose, duck, or squab, whatever they are. And I believed you. Why? Why did you lie to me?
Because I'm a wild animal.
Having acquired Roald Dahl's blessing for his script, Wes Anderson set out to shoot his first animated feature using the stop-motion technique. A total of 535 different models were brought to life under Tristan Oliver's Nikon D3 lenses and made ever more exuberant by the magical editing and warm coloring which are typical of Anderson's movies.
Master Plan, Phase 1, Side A. We'll start with Bogus's chicken house, number one. His only security is a few old hunting beagles and a low stone wall. Now, a word about beagles. Never look a beagle directly in the eye.
But stop motion was not the only challenge that the director has placed in front of his crew and himself. To push the limits further, Anderson decided that they should do the recording outside the studio. So the stellar cast, including George Clooney and Meryl Streep, all went to a forest, an attic and a stable to record their voices. It is easy to tell from the spontaneity in their voices that they had a great time making the film.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm going to go meditate for half an hour.
You have got 29 minutes to come up with a proper apology.
Me? Me have an apology? He gets a bandit hat. He just got here. He got a bandit hat. Where's my bandit hat? Why didn't I get shot at? It's because you think I'm no good at anything. Well, maybe you're right. Thanks.
Family seems to be a recurrent topic in Anderson's films. In this piece, the fantastic Mr. Fox not only needs to find a way to survive his human adversaries, but also struggles to reassure the missus and to get along with a rebellious son, as well as a highly gifted nephew. George Clooney struck me as a brilliant father figure material with his role in the 2013 film The Descendants. His voice in Fantastic Mr. Fox is immediately recognizable and also resonant with a similar fatherly charm.
We've been digging in circles for 3 days. Half the woods have been obliterated. Nobody can get out. Right now, my wife's huddled at the bottom of a flint mine with no food, no water, and 27 starving animal brats.
I just want to see a little sunshine.
But you're nocturnal, Phil. Your eyes barely even open on a good day.
But there is still yet another side to the director of The Monuments Men. Clooney's directorial efforts may have ended up with a debacle, but it was enough to reveal the strong sense of humor of the triple Golden Globe winner. George Clooney's multi-layered personality and voice constitute the perfect demonstration of the type of wry humor in Wes Anderson's film. Only his voice could remedy the hum of an irony and scale it down to just the right amount that Anderson needed. And last but not the least, a few words for composer Alexander Desplat. His work totally agrees with the emotions in the movie. I've been looping his original soundtrack as I write this review, and listening to the score has made the writing process much more enjoyable.